A terrifying movement made its appearance in the 1970s. The main characteristic of this skinhead movement was the attacks carried out by street gangs against immigrants, foreigners, and those living in poor neighborhoods. In later years, most skinheads were turned to racism and began racist actions as supporters of Nazism. The neo-Nazis number around 70,000 and are active in 33 countries and on 6 continents. These young people, aged between 13 and 25, with a nostalgia for Nazism, generally consist of drug addicts and unemployed street hoodlums. They can be instantly recognized by the Nazi symbols on their clothes, their shaved heads and tattoos. These tattoos generally emphasize a hostility towards other races. They praise Hitler in their slogans, conversation, and songs, and claim to be dedicated to making his dreams a reality. A world ruled by the Aryan race. Others of their defining features are violence, hatred, intimidation, making threats, destruction, and inflicting harm on others. Those who inflict the greatest quantities of these are declared to be heroes. The neo-Nazis are the radical representatives of the racist movement in Europe. One might describe them as the cutting edge of the fascist axe. Yet that axe also has a handle, and these people represent a wider social and political spectrum than the neo-Nazis. The activities of the neo-Nazis are actually a reflection of the increasingly strengthening racist attitudes in Europe. The fact that a great many people in Europe actually possess a hidden racism in imagining their race to be superior to others provides covert support for the neo-Nazis. According to research carried out in 1997, the racist potential in Europe as a whole was calculated at around 33%. That level is observed to be even higher in Belgium, France, and Austria in particular. The levels of those describing themselves as quite or very racist is around 55% in Belgium, 48% in France, and 42% in Austria. The figure for Germany is 34%. Whenever fascist organizations are mentioned these days, most people first think of the German neo-Nazis. The fact is, however, that there are a great many more groups under the fascist umbrella. There are many active fascist groups in the USA, and on the theoretical level, these are in a more important position than the German neo-Nazis. These groups generally use the slogan white supremacy. Most importantly, they put this forward as a philosophical and scientific doctrine, not as a hostility to foreigners caused by economic troubles. Various fascist organizations, such as the Ku Klux Klan, the American Nazi Party, the Aryan Nation Movement, and the National Alliance, are to be found under the white supremacy umbrella. The aim of these groups, which are very active on the internet, is to propagate the doctrine of a racist worldview and to disseminate it as widely as possible. Fascist racism, born from the reawakening of pagan culture in the 19th century and from Darwin's theory of evolution, is still growing in the 21st century and based on exactly the same foundations. As we have clearly seen throughout the course of this film, fascism is an ideology that has wreaked the most terrible destruction. It has led to the deaths and torture of millions of people simply because of their race, as well as to the tragedy of the Second World War. Everywhere it has raised its head, it has sought to eliminate all human values by creating a society of fear. Today it is manifested as a widespread regime in Latin American and African countries in particular, and in the Western world by growing racist tendencies and neo-Nazi organizations. Fascist culture is also spreading onto the streets in a great many countries, and is producing barbarian groups that delight in violence and bloodshed. A worldwide intellectual struggle against fascism is therefore essential. If fascism is to be eliminated, then paganism and such myths as the Darwinist concept of conflict and Darwinist racism must first be overcome in the intellectual sphere. In order for that to happen, people need to be taught such basic moral concepts as love, affection, compassion, modesty, tolerance, and justice, and these need to be propagated widely. The source of all these concepts is the Quran. While fascism incites people to war, violence, bloodshed, and racism, the moral values of the Quran commanded by God represent the foundations of a world filled with peace and security. A society molded by these moral values will never permit the emergence of fascism, nor of its red equivalent, communism. Turkey is an excellent example of this. All the many efforts to export fascist and communist ideology to Turkey ended in failure, and the country distanced itself totally from both these totalitarian ideologies. The most important reason for this are the fundamental moral values inculcated in Turkish society by Islam. In fact, Turkey, as both the representative of these values and the heir to the Ottoman Empire, could represent a model that would impede the progress of fascism all over the world. Re-establishing peace and security, as the Ottomans once did, in many regions of the world suffering from fascist violence, can only be achieved by a country that believes in religious values and initiates policies inspired by them. We hope that this will happen, and that the leaders referred to in God's verse, people with a vestige of good, who forbade corruption in the earth, will eliminate the evil of fascism once and for all in the 21st century.